Okay, we always begin our Sunday morning activities with a sad time, and that is when we pay honor and tribute in memory of those who we've lost this past year. So if there is someone you'd like to remember, please raise your hand and we'll get the mic to you.
The San Diego Braille Club would like to remember Dorothy Uliana, who died approximately a month ago.
Bayview Chapter, this is Steve Fort from Bayview Chapter. Bayview Chapter would like to remember Al and Connie Gill. Many of you know Al and Connie, and Charlotte Cradell, and Ida Johnson, someone who worked for Baby Chapter for years, a sighted volunteer who drove and did all sorts of things. Worked for me for 30 years, which may not have been the easiest thing to do. So in remembrance, there's others too, and I'm sorry I can't remember all the names, but we lost 7 members last year.
This is Jeff Tom from Capital Chapter. Wanted to say I wish I could do the Greyhound bus imitation, but I but I can't, and I couldn't do justice to him. But Al was also a member of our chapter, and what I wanted to say was we are doing an Angels, really should be for both of them, although it's in Al's name, but really Connie was just as much part of it. And so for those who would like to, Angels is an ACB program where we have a testimonial and a picture, and it goes up on a big board they have that, for all the angels that they get. So anyone who would like to contribute to the AACB Angel for Al Gill, they can get information from me as to how to do that. I won't go into it now, but we're trying to make the presentation at this summer's convention in St. Louis. Okay, thank you.
Hi, Ken Metz, and at the Greater Los Angeles chapter, we had someone who'd passed away a couple of years ago that we mentioned, Richard Harmon, and his wife Ellie passed away this past year. Aww. They were members of the Greater LA chapter from, its inception, and Richard I knew for a long time, and Ellie got to meet her later, and she was always an interesting person, just a real sweetheart, and she always wore different hats to every meeting and to all our fundraisers. She must have had one huge pantry, not even a closet. The closet was too small. She probably had a pantry of hats, and one of the kindest people you'd ever want to meet, and we're certainly going to miss her.
Anyone else? No hand.
No.
And then.
Oh wait, I do see a hand.
This is Mike Heathley from the Silicon Valley chapter. Last year, we lost Julie Lovins, who was the late Greg Fowler's wife. She was, I think she was with the chapter when it was formed in 1987. Very active in the chapter all through its history. She was the one who got its newsletter off the ground and got it popularized, so to speak, and was always active in the local community. But I don't know if she was seen much at CCB, but she was very important to our chapter. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Well, again, let's have a moment of silence in honor of those that we're remembering this morning. Thank you. Sarah has a list of things that have been lost and found. So I'm going to let her read that list to you, and then we'll have a door prize.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. These items are at the front desk for the hotel, so if they're yours, go claim them after the meeting. They have two coffee cups. I'm assuming that's like travel mugs. She didn't say that. A woman's ring, speakers, a pair of black heels shoes. So someone went home without shoes last night. I don't know. A folding seat cushion that I know belongs to one of our people because I saw them come in a room with it the other day. And last night, a Domino's set was left in the hospitality suite. I have those, but the rest is at the front desk. And they didn't tell me that.
And I have a luggage tag for someone who was in the devotional service who lost their luggage claim. Somebody, is that, we found the luggage tag owner?
No, the luggage tag was in the front row.
It was in the front row of the devotional service area. Okay. All right, we're trying.
Where's your fishbowl? Did everybody's name get it?
Okay, is there anybody now whose name is not in this bowl? Oh, there's quite a few names in here. We have 30 or 40 people in 50, 30, 40. Okay, let's give away that box of See's candy first.
Yes.
And I think that's from Inland Valley, Inland Empire chapter, who were, and a $20 star. Yes? Yes, is it? Is that you, Karen? Okay. I just put it somewhere. Could we run that to her? Okay. Hey, was there anything good in that luggage, Karen? Oh, I'm holding a ticket in my hand.
Let me see. Oh, it's trouble, Ron Presley.
Oh!
Ron Presley, orange shirt, red hair, camo hat.
This is fun. Let's do one more. Let's do...
Another name came in. Let's put that in first.
Okay. Putting another... Let's do one of Artist Bazin's lovely large print planner things, 2018 planners, a large print one. So, artists, in honor of your gift, would you pull a name?
Sure.
This is from Evers to Tinkers to Chance, from artist to Judy to Sarah.
Olivia
Presley. Fixed, Olivia Presley. I know. Well, let's do one more. And what have we?
We have a couple of Scentsy gift bags.
Okay.
From Mary Beth Randall.
Oh, Mary Beth Randall has given her Scents gift bags.
Two of them.
So let's do one now. And you know, we put your name back in the hat because, you know, if you're here, you can win more than...
Okay.
I'm not... Maybe we shouldn't do that. Yeah, I'm putting them back because people will be leaving.
Who's this?
Paul Patchy Jr.
If you want to put them back in there, so
okay. Well, I'm going to, for this round, we'll put him back in a minute here. Okay, so let's, we'll have plenty more. How many more door prizes do we have, would you say? We have some money. We got quite a few.
6
monies?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 monies, one more gift bag, a Scentsy gift bag. Oh, and another book from Olivia.
Yeah. And another planner from Artis.
Yes.
Okay, so we got 5 monies, and we're going to give a couple of those at the end. So there. Okay.